1st to that confirmation from the Department of Foreign Affairs that several Irish people are among the passengers confined to their cabins on the quarantined Diamond Princess, berthed in Yokohama in Japan for much of the last fortnight. The ship, which carries more than 2,500 passengers and hundreds of crew, has the highest concentration of the COVID-19 coronavirus outside of mainland China. Meanwhile, the first of hundreds of US passengers on the ship were airlifted to California last night. Well, I've been talking to Ronan Smith. He's a reporter with the Irish Daily Mail, and he's been in contact with an Irish couple on board since the ship went into quarantine. And he first told me how the couple came to be on board.
Well, they've been they were on holidays in the Asian region. They were on a cruise towards the end of January, and they were supposed to get off in early February, but unfortunately a man from Hong Kong who later tested positive for the coronavirus had boarded the ship in around the same time that they did, but disembarked a few days afterwards, and that's where it all kind of kicked off.
So that person from Hong Kong presumably has, if you like, spread the infection or the virus throughout the rest of the ship, because there have been a very high proportion of passengers and crew infected.
Yeah, he seems to be patient zero for the entire situation. And as you can see, there's hundreds of people now been tested positive, and people have been stranded on board the boat for nearly 2 weeks now, and a few hundred Americans have been taken off the ship only yesterday. And it's become a major international situation.
The Irish couple, they're not being named. You're, yes, protecting their identity. What have they been able to tell you about daily life on board in this quarantine period?
They're keeping themselves busy, as you can understand. It's it's a changing situation. It's quite a boring situation for the moment they're in. They've been provided free Wi-Fi, free calls to their rooms. They've been provided a lot of Sudoku and games and online quizzes and stuff like that. The wife is even learning origami just to keep herself kind of occupied. But for the most part, it is just trying to get through the day as they see it coming to them. The biggest part that they spend most of their day is actually contacting people at home to tell them how they're feeling or how they're getting on. Thankfully, at the moment, they haven't presented any symptoms of the coronavirus, and their quarantine hopefully will come to an end in a few days' time.
Because that was my next question. How are they feeling? Because you spoke to them as early as today, I believe.
Yes, so they were tested actually today. So with the notion of getting people started to disembark over the next few days, hopefully, people are going around actually testing the remaining people on board. And the couple were actually tested today, and they're waiting for the results. It might take up to 3 days for the results to come back. We've been anxious a few days, as you can imagine yourself. And but at the moment, they're not feeling any symptoms. They've been given thermometers for the length of their stay there to constantly check their temperature, which they've been doing. And thankfully, it hasn't spiked at all in the last week and a half that they've been in there.
From their point of view, what's the ideal scenario going from here? Because obviously there is in the news now, and they'll be receiving this with their Wi-Fi and mm-hmm. the messages coming through from the bridge or the crew, that some passengers are leaving the ship and being repatriated home. A big contingent from the US has left in recent hours. What are mm-hmm. they hoping for?
Well, you see, they're nervous about the Americans, for example, being repatriated, because what happens in that situation is that the Americans will actually go back into another quarantine. So when they arrive back in the US, they'll be subject to another 14-day quarantine.
This is because the quarantine that the cruise ship or the cruise mm-hmm. ship operator imposes, presumably with the health authorities in Japan, may not pass muster, if you mm-hmm. like, in different nation states yeah. where these passengers come from.
So what the couple are hoping for is just for the quarantine to pass, for their test to test negative, and hopefully be allowed to return home in the coming days. They've been in contact with the Irish embassy in Japan, and they're saying that they've been great, a lot of help, but they haven't, as far as they are aware, they won't be subject to the 14-day quarantine if they come home. Obviously that's still a bit up in the air, but I think the Irish embassy has been telling them that they're not going to be subject to a 14-day quarantine when they get home. So all going well, they hope to get their negative test results in the coming days and hopefully fly home as soon as possible.
In other words, be released from the ship.
Yes.
Is the intention that the entire ship, if you like, will be de-quarantined, if that's not a misuse of the word, at the same time, or that people will be allowed off given that they've been confined to their quarters?
As far as I'm aware, it won't be an all at once kind of disembarking. They'll be getting the test results over the coming days, and as because the official quarantine 14-day period, I think, ends, it should end on Wednesday, they should be allowed to disembark people as their results come back. So it won't be en masse people leaving the decks of the ship, but hopefully they'll go room by room and say, okay, we're letting you go home now.
And that was Ronan Smith, reporter with the Irish Daily Mail, bringing us that story.